The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1969, NASA launched the first of a set of twins to the red planet.
Two unmanned spacecraft, Mariner 6 and 7, flew within 2,000 miles of Mars. One was launched so it would fly in a north-south direction, the other east to west, taking pictures and recording scientific data as they traveled along.
Mariner 6 would take 5 months to reach Mars, and its twin sister, Mariner 7, would be just days behind it. In 1987, the light from the explosive death of a massive star 150,000 years ago reached Earth. Supernova 1987A was the first supernova to explode in the age of modern science, appearing so brightly in the Large Magellanic Cloud that Southern Hemisphere observers could see it with the naked eye. 1987A was previously a blue supergiant at the edge of the Taurentia Nebula. In 2011, Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off for the last time.
Go for main engine start. We have main engine start. 2, 1. Booster ignition and the final liftoff of Discovery. A tribute to the dedication, hard work, and pride of America's space shuttle team. The shuttle has cleared the tower.
Space shuttle now rolling over onto its back with a 10-minute ride into orbit. Discovery now making one last reach for the stars.
Discovery's 39th and final flight into space was a 2-week mission to the International Space Station, delivering supplies, a permanent storage module, and a new robot helper for the crew, Robonaut 2. Barry Bostwick, star of Megaforce and the Rocky Horror Picture Show, was born in 1945. He also guest starred in one of the earliest episodes of Lex. In 1947, actor Edward James Olmos was born.
This is the commander. Moments ago, this ship received word of a Cylon attack against our home worlds is underway. We do not know the size or the disposition or the strength of the enemy forces, but all indications point to a massive assault against colonial defenses. How, why, doesn't really matter now. What does matter is that as of this moment, we are at war.
Born in 1954, the creator of the Civilization computer strategy games, Sid Meier. And in 1955, Apple computer co-founder Steve Jobs.
This is one device. And we are calling it iPhone. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
On this day in 2006, multiple Hugo and Nebula Award-winning author Octavia Butler died. And in 2014, the co-star and writer of Ghostbusters, Harold Ramis, died.
Excuse me, this is private property.
Shut this off. Shut these all up.
I'm warning you, turning off these machines would be extremely hazardous.
I'll tell you what's hazardous. You're facing federal prosecution for at least a half a dozen environmental violations. Now either you shut off these beams or we shut them off for you.
Try to understand, this is a high voltage laser containment system. Simply turning it off would be like dropping a bomb in the city.
And in 2015, former Star Trek The Next Generation showrunner Maurice Hurley died. Though his tenure during the first two seasons of the show were marked with massive turnover among the show's script writers and constant clashes with Gene Roddenberry, Hurley can take credit for some of the show's most enduring concepts, including Data's android brother Lore and the Borg. In 1973, the Doctor began his final battle with the Master as we knew him then.
What happened?
Oh, don't worry, old chap. You'll be all right now. Nothing.
Draconians! They're vaulting! Do it!
Who are you?
Passengers.
I see. Having a fancy dress party. What happened?
Dragons attacked us.
Did they get the cargo?
I don't know.
Yes, they took everything.
It's including some rather valuable property of mine.
Well, tough luck.
Oh, thank you very much.
Part one of the Doctor Who story, Frontier in Space, premiered, the final story to feature Roger Delgado as the original actor behind the Evil Master. In 1982, it was the first official Star Wars video game, bringing the Battle of Hoth to your Atari 2600 or Intellivision. In 1992, it was a takeover aboard the Enterprise, a power play on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Bridge to 10 forward. Whatever's blocking our scanners will prevent the use of the transporters.
They're lying.
On the contrary, we've had a difficult time with the transporter since we arrived here. That's why we had to send down the shuttle. You should all have been aware of that fact.
We must be able to use the transporters.
Mr. O'Brien was the one who safely executed the return of the away team. He's the most qualified person on board to operate the transporters under these circumstances.
Can you do it from here?
No. I'd have to use a transporter pad.
I could give you safe passage to a transporter pad in one of the cargo bays.
It is a trick. He's trying to divide us.
We must not be separated.
And in 2006, it was a look behind enemy lines as Battlestar Galactica's Cylon skin jobs were downloaded.
Pain, but breathe. Ride through it. You're going to be okay. Trust me. You're in God's hands. We're all here with you. That's it. This will pass. Trust me. Everything's gonna be all right.
Welcome home, little sister. We're here. Going to take care of you.
We're proud of you, Sharon.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures, and K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and pulled to spiral team.